It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Jury selection begins today in the retrial of a former Louisville police officer charged in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor. Taylor was killed in a police raid in 2020. Joining me now, CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, thanks for being with us. This is a civil rights case against former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson. What was it about the case that may have led to that mistrial that was nearly a year ago?
Well, you know, Megan, in all situations where you have a number of police persons with a warrant or sometimes not with it, without a warrant, just simply responding to an emergency call, you know, when they show up, you know, in the heat of the moment, we've seen this, we've had this in New York, you have shootings that, you know, have bullets flying everywhere. And juries ultimately look at that and say, you know, I don't know if I'd want to be in a situation like that. This guy's wearing a uniform or he's plain clothes officer. And this happens in cities all across America where people see someone being killed. The reasons for it seem just totally unjustified. It seems like a hail of bullets are flying in every direction. Surely the police need to be held accountable for something like that. But time and time again, what we see is police officers saying, I arrived on the scene of a dangerous situation. The house was filled with a drug dealer. I have no idea what he was doing there. I didn't know he was in bed with his girlfriend, Breonna Taylor. SWAT teams had already entered the house. I'm hearing bullets from everywhere. I put myself down and I start firing my gun too. Just so happens I'm the one that hit someone. So that's really what happened. And in some of that evidence, is even going to be excluded. Remember, you're right, a federal case under civil rights law, but there's also been criminal cases under state law. And so these things have been going on and on, but what people, I think, oftentimes don't understand is how juries historically are very sympathetic to police persons, especially plain clothes, entering high crime neighborhoods and being caught in the crossfire.
How do you think prosecutors may try to approach this differently than the previous trial?
I just think that this guy was sort of off on his own, right? And it makes it different than the SWAT team or special investigation team all coming in together, right? He was outside. He was firing from outside the house. There was apparently a pause, Megan, so that there were bullets everywhere, and then it stopped. And then he started firing, right? And that, I think, is the most critical piece of evidence. Like, when it paused, what made you think that you should now start shooting again? And he says, well, I could see through the walls sort of what was the shadows of people. And what he really was saying is that I could see the bullet frame or the bullet holes that were being made. And I think that that's where you step into the idea that there was a pause. The minute you hear the word pause, you know what that describes? A moment of reflection. And juries are much more sympathetic when there's no moment of reflection, when you're just caught in the crossfire. And I think that's what the prosecution is going to focus on here.
Now, it has been established that Hankinson did not fire the fatal bullet, correct?
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, that's what they're saying. That's still, I think, in dispute. I don't see how he could have, because he wasn't really in the house, right? Why would his bullet have been the one that hits people when there were actually people firing from inside? But again, you know, this is, you know, even in tort law in the United States, right, in civil cases, if six people go hunting and they're all buddies and they're all firing their weapons, you know, hunting rifles, and someone gets killed, right, there's also joint and several liability. You can't say, well, you know, who knows whose bullet that was? You're all there. And if you're all there and you're all shooting your guns, you're all held accountable. And I think that that's really what happens here in a situation like this, that even in a situation where he's not part of the main team, but he's firing his gun. Look, you know, the police hate these cases, right? Because they don't want to be in a position where they're called to crime scenes. And, you know, there's a lot of violence and guns going off. And they have to spend their time thinking about, what if I kill somebody? You see this on dramatic television shows nowadays, Chicago PD. All these shows have the same narrative of police now worried about using their weapons in any context. And so that is why it's interesting that we've had some mistrials. We've had other problems in getting these cases off the ground. I think at bottom, it's because there's just this sympathy for police officers in those situations.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, thank you for your time this morning.
Anytime for you, Megan. Thank you.
It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.